is Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, March the 25th, 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, 40 degrees and sunny skies here in our particular area. Now, we're going to kick off the morning this morning with a very interesting story. As many of you know, we covered the story pretty extensively earlier in the year, in which PETA wanted to replace the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, and Buckeye Chuck here in Marion on Groundhog's Day, with a flip of a coin, I believe it was at that time, to better be more ethical toward the treatment of animals. Well, as we head into Easter, another story has come about, and it has to do with the White House Easter egg roll. Now, let me read a little bit of this here because it's made the news in the last week or two. PETA is not a fan of the White House rolling chicken eggs during its annual Easter egg roll. That's why the animal rights nonprofit is now recommending First Lady Jill Biden replace the cholesterol bombs, and that's a quote from PETA, with potatoes. PETA's argument against using eggs is that potatoes are cheaper and healthier than eggs and leave birds in peace, the nonprofit said in a recent news release. Joining us this morning for the first hour, we're so happy to be joined by PETA's assistant manager, Courtney Penley. Courtney, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me.
So good to have you on. Before we get into the White House Easter egg roll, tell us a little bit about PETA for people who don't understand. We hear that name a lot, but to this day, a lot of people don't quite understand what you do.
Yeah, so basically PETA, which stands for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, it's our goal to help animals who suffer the most intensely for the longest periods of time, and that tends to be in four big industries, when animals are used for food, when they're used for clothing, when they're used for experimentation and entertainment.
Now, when it comes to this particular event, does this fall under any of those categories?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is an event that is for entertainment, right? And events celebrating the highly abusive egg industry should not be hosted at the White House. Children have natural empathy for animals and would be saddened to learn that the eggs used for fun and games at this event come from abused mother hens who have probably never had the chance to spread a wing, let alone meet one of their children. So that's why we're urging Dr. Biden as a mother and an educator to make the event as friendly and inclusive for families of all species as possible, including chickens and humans that don't consume eggs for ethical or health reasons.
Did just want to give everybody who's listening this morning a little overview of how the Easter egg roll came to be. In the 1870s, Capitol Hill had become a popular spot for children to roll eggs and themselves down the hill on Easter Monday. As the event grew more popular, the toll on the grounds was noticeable. In 1876, Congress passed a law forbidding the Capitol grounds to be used as a children's playground. In 1878, President Rutherford B. Hayes issued an order that if any children should come to the White House to roll their Easter eggs, they would be allowed to do so. The tradition has been carried on since and has grown into a major event you can experience today. For more information on past White House Easter egg roll events, you can visit the White House Historical Association's website. So it's been going on at the White House since 1878, President Rutherford B. Hayes. Now, this is not the first time that you guys have had a problem with the Easter egg roll, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, last year, I believe that they used about 30,000 Easter eggs for this event, and that means that likely over 113 hens were exploited for it. So, you know, we love a good, fun event, and that's why we're just saying, let's change that Easter egg roll. Let's keep the tradition, but let's turn it into an annual potato roll. By hosting a potato roll, the event would no longer exploit any sentient beings. It would encourage empathy and kindness to animals while also supporting our potato farmers. potatoes can safely be dyed color, and they also allow for extra activities like decorating, rolling, hunting. You can also do new activities like potato sack races and games of hot potatoes. So we are all about this event remaining, but let's just evolve a little bit into a more compassionate and inclusive event.
Now, Courtney, a lot of people, when they read this story, immediately said, why potatoes? Now, you gave a lot of good reasons there, but of all the things to choose, why potatoes?
Oh, you know, I was so excited to learn about how easy it is for a potato to take the place of an egg in an event like this. So, you know, potatoes are super affordable. They do not need to be cooked to be dyed. As long as after the potatoes have been dyed, as long as you're using an edible food safe dye, then you can still eat them. They support our nation's potato farmers. And they're also, according to Consumer Survey, potatoes are American's favorite vegetable. So, I mean, there's just so many wonderful reasons to use it. Also, kids can use a paintbrush to apply food coloring to potatoes so they can get really imaginative in their design.
Now, Courtney, I think there are two main questions here that people have, because this is a White House Easter egg roll. How well does a potato roll?
Yeah, I mean, potatoes are round like Easter eggs. They're going to roll just as well as an Easter egg would. And so that's why, you know, there's no reason for them to be using poorly obtained eggs in order to do this event.
And I think the other question, because a lot of Easter egg hunts that go on and a lot of things that deal with Easter eggs now, people are not a fan of eggs. Maybe they don't like to eat them. Maybe they just don't like eggs in general. Maybe they're too expensive for people. So for years, we've been using these plastic Easter eggs that people can put candy in. Why not plastic Easter eggs?
Well, you know, again, potatoes are biodegradable. They're not going to be bad for the environment. And then they also don't have the negative connotation with them, right? So, again, whenever people eat eggs, consume eggs, or use eggs for any kind of event, they need to remember that there's more than 300 million hens that are used by the U.S. egg industry every year. They typically have their beaks mutilated short after birth. Their entire lives are pressed against other hens in tiny overcrowded cages. And so that negative connotation that comes with using a plastic egg is something that we can't overcome. So using a potato, it sends a positive and compassionate message to people that eggs are not ours to use for food or for entertainment. But also, potatoes are safe, they're healthy, they support our potato farmers, and they're inclusive.
So plastic eggs would have the same negative connotation that a real egg would have.
Well, we don't use plastic eggs in my house, so that's all I can say.
Now, what do you use in your house on Easter?
Yeah, well, again, I was really surprised whenever I learned about everything that you can do with potatoes, and so that's why we do use potatoes in my house. But in order to find, like, animal-friendly ways that kids and families can have fun, people can go to PETA.org. We have tons of creative ideas, like making colorable eggs out of paper mache and balloons, or coloring ceramic eggs instead.
Now, in the article I was reading, it called eggs cholesterol bombs, but don't potatoes, I mean, this isn't exactly the healthiest food in the world for people.
Oh, you know, people actually need healthy carbohydrates in order to thrive. I mean, our entire bodies thrive off of carbohydrates. And eggs are, like, one of the most dense forms of cholesterol that people can find. I believe, like, heart attacks and, like, heart disease are the number one cause of disease-related death in Americans. You don't get that from potatoes.
Now, when we look at this thing on the whole, because we just had the event with the Groundhog Day, and by the way, did you ever hear back from the people? Because obviously the people in Punxsutawney ended up using the groundhog, and so did the people here in Marion with Buckeye Chuck. Did you ever hear any communication on the whole flip a coin thing?
You know, I'll have to check in on that. I don't believe that we heard back, but that doesn't mean that we won't stop trying. And I believe that PETA has even suggested using AI because it's just as effective, if not more, and then using a coin or any other, you know, there's literally no way that a groundhog can tell us whether or not we're going to have more weeks of winter ahead of us.
Now, you're right, and I think a lot of people got behind, because we covered that story as well, and a lot of people did get behind the groundhog thing because they felt that groundhogs possibly are still supposed to be in hibernation, and groundhogs really can't predict the weather, and that was more of an exploitive thing. And also, you know, most people don't have groundhogs at their home. They're not eating groundhog. They don't have their own groundhog that they pull out to predict the weather. But with eggs, even if the White House Easter egg roll was done away with, grocery stores all across the country still sell eggs. Restaurants serve eggs every morning. People have eggs in their homes. It wouldn't have any impact on that.
You know, just because people eat eggs and grocery stores sell eggs doesn't mean that it's an ethical thing to do. You know, again, there's one of the things that I am the most horrified about is the fact that people continue to consume eggs, even though not only is the egg industry very abusive, but we're also amid the worst bird flu outbreak in history, which has killed over 82 million birds in the U.S. alone so far, most of whom were egg-laying chickens. As long as the poultry and egg industries continue to cram millions of chickens into these filthy windowless sheds, which are breeding grounds for diseases, outbreaks like that will continue to happen, and worse could even happen. And that's why PETA is calling on the First Lady to make this an event that promotes kindness, and it doesn't increase the odds of triggering another global health crisis.
And again, just on the opposite side of this, because I think people do have a lot of questions, the White House Easter egg roll is an event that just happens once a year, and I'm not even sure that the kids who participate in this eat the eggs. I think they just roll them down the hill. And I think a lot of people, for the reasons you just said, why eggs might not be the healthiest food to eat, cholesterol-wise and bird flu-wise, that's not really what's going on at the White House. And even if somebody did eat an egg there, it's only happening one day a year. The real problem would be what's going on in people's homes 365 days a year.
Yes, you're absolutely right. What is going on in people's homes 365 days a year is something that needs addressing, and that's why we encourage families to visit PETA.org if they're interested in learning about going vegan and how that can help them and their families, especially if you're interested in talking to your kids about how to do something like that without being so graphic. But we cannot ignore the fact that last year at least 30,000 eggs were used for this event, and since the average hen produces only about 265 eggs per year, and eggs are only recommended to be eaten or sold within 2 months of the hen laying them. So that means that in order for those eggs to have been fresh, they would have had to exploit over 113 hens. And it's not just a question about health and about human health, but also about what's ethically right and wrong for animals.
Now, across the country, I would imagine the number of Easter eggs that are going to be used on Sunday is tremendous, far, far more than what the White House will use on the following Monday. Why not go after Easter egg rolls or Easter egg hunts in general? Just the idea of using Easter eggs in general.
Yeah, like I said, PETA is encouraging all Americans, all people worldwide, to do the ethical thing and not use real eggs that come from chickens. And the White House is in a great position to you know, stand tall in compassionate messaging and to send that message to Americans that, hey, we're no longer going to exploit animals for this event. We're encouraging families to come out here and have good old-fashioned fun using potatoes where nobody had to get hurt, and we're also supporting America's potato farmers. So this is something that we are encouraging all households to drop. So if you're listening to this radio program and you are planning on using eggs at your house, why don't you just consider using potatoes instead? Yukon Gold potatoes are perfect for this event.
Now, as far as this would go, let's say the White House would say, okay, we're going to use potatoes. Do you think that that would have impact with all the political divisions we have in this country and all the people who don't, in other states who don't even attend this, that they would stop having their Easter egg rolls or hunts or whatever they're doing?
I think it could have tremendous impact because it puts this conversation on the public agenda and people will be like, oh, hey, you know, I didn't realize that so many hens are exploited for their eggs. And maybe people didn't realize that egg-laying hens don't ever get a chance to meet their children. So this just puts it into perspective for people, and I do think that it would have tremendous impact.
Now, for the people who say that this is basically a publicity stunt, not that you don't feel strongly about eggs, not that you don't feel strongly about how they get there, not that you don't feel that people should become vegan, that the reason you are going after the White House Easter egg roll is that's what gets attention. If you went after an Easter egg roll or an Easter egg hunt in Marion, Ohio, probably not going to get the attention.
Well, I mean, it's very important that we talk to people that are hosting big events like this, right? Because, like you said, people are paying attention. And people are not necessarily aware that chickens that are killed for their flesh are crammed into these crowded sheds with tens of thousands of other birds where diseases and, you know, smothering and heart attacks are common. The birds that have to live in these miserable conditions are hidden from sunlight and green grass. They're suffering from ammonia burns from the filthy air until they're forced to endure a terrifying trip to a slaughterhouse or watch their, you know, male chicks who are born in the egg industry get ground alive because they're not useful in the egg-laying industry. I mean, there's just so many horrific things that are going on. And so using an event like the White House Easter egg roll, you know, allows us to get this into the conversation so that people will pay attention and maybe they'll go and do a little bit of research. And PETA.org is an excellent place for people to learn more about the conditions that eggs use for their meat or for chickens use for their meat or for their eggs endure.
Has there been any response from the White House?
You know, I'll have to check in on that for you. I'm not positive if we've heard back yet.
Yeah. And again, just playing the opposite side here, because I think this is a conversation that should be had, obviously, with the letter you've written to the White House and media outlets. The idea of this, again, if the White House decided not to do this, these eggs are probably still going to be manufactured. I don't think they're specially manufactured for the White House. I think they use them, but I don't think it's specially done for them. So I guess in the end game, what does this stop except an example that the White House is not going to do this anymore? And really, would that have a great... would that have great impact on anybody across the country who does it? I don't know that it would.
I believe it would have tremendous impact on people across the country. Yes, 30,000 or so eggs were used for this event last year, and we can estimate that probably a similar amount of eggs are going to be used this year if they don't, you know, change course and go with potatoes. But, you know, anybody listening to this program, if even just one household were to decide to go vegan and to stop using eggs, then that decreases demand, right? And the less demand that there is for them, the less that are going to be produced. That's just how the nature of this industry works. And so, you know, this is a huge opportunity for the White House to send a compassionate message and to encourage people to make a healthy choice and a compassionate choice moving forward in their lives, not just on Easter, but every day of their lives.
You know, Courtney, like I say, back to the groundhog, which happened a little over a month ago. When we did that story, there were people who were very sympathetic to that, because I think people learned something about that groundhogs are in hibernation that time of year, that groundhogs really can't predict the weather, that this maybe is not a necessary thing anymore in the world that we live in. But when people look at this Easter egg roll, as I've said before, you know, eggs are not going to be eliminated. Eggs are still going to be in the grocery store every day. Eggs are still going to be in the restaurants every day. Egg rolls and egg Easter egg hunts are still going to go on all across the country. And people feel this is an attack on their norms and their traditions. They felt that with Groundhog Day, but I think this one is a big one for people, because I don't know that they feel that even if the White House stopped it, that it would have great impact, that there would be...
Yeah, I would definitely have to politely disagree with you. So many people are waking up to the horrors of the meat, dairy, and egg industries, and that's no surprise to us. There's been a 600% increase in the number of Americans who identify as vegan, according to a recent survey. So when people hear these conversations like the ones that we're having today, and they realize that there are over 300 million hens used in the U.S. egg industry every year, and again, they have their beaks mutilated. They live their entire lives in these tiny little overcrowded cages with no sunlight and no access to grass. They suffer from ammonia burns because the air is so horrifying. I mean, it's so strong and dense with ammonia that it burns them. I mean, there's no way that every single person listening to this is going to just completely disregard that and go back to eating eggs. They're going to educate themselves, and then maybe they'll join that movement of going vegan and choosing healthier options and compassionate choices whenever they decide what they're going to put on their plate.
No, and I think people listening to this, there might be some who become vegan because of it. There might be some who are learning information that they did not heretofore know about how animals are treated, and I think that's a good thing. I think we're doing an informational program. I guess what I'm saying is that the Easter egg roll at the White House is really not the arbiter or harbinger of what people do around the country every morning of the year. As far as it, eggs and eggs are used in baking, eggs are used all over the place, and I think that's where this seems more about publicity than it does, this one event that happens one day a year, than it does about actually stopping the use of eggs. Because, I don't even think they eat the eggs at the White House.
Yeah, again, you know, Dr. Jill Biden is in the prime position to help set an example for people. And I do believe that it can have tremendous impact on what people choose to do in their households moving forward, whether or not they're going to buy eggs and put them on the plate for breakfast, or they're going to go with a more healthy choice like fruit and oatmeal. You know, this is a huge opportunity. It's not just about publicity, though publicity does help us get our messaging out there. So thank you so much for having me on today, because it's important that people hear these conversations. But again, the White House is the president and the First Lady and the White House are, you know, they set an example for the country. People love to see what's going on there. People pay close attention to what's happening at the White House, and they are paying attention whenever they see an Easter egg roll. And of course, if they were to choose to do use potatoes instead, then people would pay attention. They might ask, hey, why? Why did they make this choice? Let me go do a little bit of research and learn for myself what's happening in the egg industry.
And I guess just coming back to this point again, because again, I think the conversation is great, and I think that we're having it on radio is a great thing. But again, what people I'm hearing are saying about this, because we started this story last week, and I wanted to hear what people had to say before we had this interview, is that people are not eating the eggs here. And this is more of a ceremonial thing. And I don't think those eggs would not be produced if the White House decided not to use Easter eggs. And when they're called cholesterol bombs in your press release, you know, that seems to be more about eating the eggs. And I don't know that Easter is about eating the eggs. As a matter of fact, most Easter egg rolls and hunts that I've ever been to either use plastic eggs or nobody eats the eggs because they're not a popular, hard-boiled eggs are not a popular thing to eat.
Yeah, you know, in my experience when I was a child growing up and before I was vegan, we did eat the eggs, you know. And again, if people are purchasing 30,000 eggs for one event or for, you know, for multiple households, that demand is there for the egg industry, and of course they're going to produce. So, you know, 30,000 eggs is nothing to, you know, just blink an eye at. That did cause demand for the egg industry, and it does every single year that the White House chooses to use them. But, I mean, yes, while I would prefer that they use potatoes, of course going with a plastic egg or a ceramic egg is progress. And if people are not eating the eggs and it's about ceremony, it's about tradition, then let's look at doing something that's cruelty-free. Let's use potatoes. Let's use a toy instead. Whatever it needs to be, let's do it so that eggs are chickens are not made to suffer for this event.
And let's come back to this point, because I think this is really the big one. I don't think anybody's going to argue the facts that you have in regard to chickens or eggs, but the traditions under attack, because, again, we're not really going to Idaho and saying, hey, let's have them stop doing their Easter egg roll. It's big things. Punxsutawney Phil. It's the White House Easter egg roll. These are traditions that have been going on since the 1800s, and I think people feel their traditions are under attack.
Yeah, we're absolutely not here to attack traditions unless, of course, they're rooted in cruelty and oppression towards animals, in which case, you know, we're reasonable. Let's talk about ways that we can take that tradition, we can help it evolve into something that's a little bit more friendly. Using cruelly obtained eggs from tormented female chickens who will be killed when their egg-laying usefulness ends is inconsistent with a family event meant to celebrate new life. And that's why we are urging the First Lady to replace those tens of thousands of eggs with something cruelty-free, such as potatoes. This would send a clear message that violence and oppression against any living being is wrong, and it would teach children to recognize chickens are sensitive, self-aware individuals that they are. And we don't just go to big events like the White House. We will absolutely go and talk to, a small town event about doing something more compassionate and cruelty-free. So, if you know where an Easter egg roll is happening, definitely let me know and we'll get on it.
Now, and certainly it's commendable on your behalf because I know this obviously is your passion, but is there a better way to handle these things where people's traditions don't feel attacked? Because I believe when press releases are sent out and ultimatums are given, you need to do this, you need to change this. Why is there not more behind-the-scenes conversations before the events happen? Because these are one-day-a-year events where you get together and say, you know what, let's make this more animal-friendly. I don't think most people today are not compassionate toward animals and everything that you've said. Why can't this be done the other 364 days a year and come to some kind of a conclusion? Does the White House just shut down any conversations with PETA the other 364 days a year?
Hey, PETA is out there having these conversations 365 days a year. Sometimes we do things that are public like this, and sometimes we do things that are behind the scenes. We are working diligently every single day behind the scenes, doing things that you will never necessarily know about because there's not publicity on it. We're writing letters. We're trying to change legislation. We're trying to change the egg industry from the inside out. You know, this just happens to be one situation in which we did get press on a letter that we wrote that we publicly released. But we are regularly doing things behind the scenes. So trust me, we don't just shut down 364 days a year and then, you know, attack the biggies. We're out there trying to have these conversations all the time, and we're having great conversations, and we do see change happen. So we trust that this can happen here as well. We think that Dr. Jill Biden will make the right choice and, you know, use potatoes instead.
Right. And no, I'm not saying that PETA is inactive 364 days a year. I'm just saying, with the White House, because this is the current situation we're talking about, does that conversation go on the other 364 days a year?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't know every single letter that's written or every single conversation that happens, but I can guarantee that, you know, PETA is out there trying to have conversations with decision makers at the White House and in other positions as well. And, you know, we've written the White House in years past as well about this same event. And until we see change happen, we'll keep going after this event because while we're not trying to step on anybody's traditions, we're just saying, hey, there's a better way for us to go out there and have this exact same celebration without any animals having to suffer.
You know, again, I think most people in this country are compassionate to animals, and just because the Groundhog Day was the most recent event that got a lot of publicity next to the White House Easter egg roll, and I know you guys have been trying to change that for a lot of years now, as you've been trying to change this for a lot of years, as you have stated. Why do you think the change never happens? And most of the time I've asked, you don't even hear from the people organizing the events.
Well, I mean, that's not true that we don't most of the time hear from people organizing events. We often hear from people organizing events who are, you know, not aware of the cruelty that animals are, you know, inherently enduring in these industries. So it's often about educating and saying, hey, you know, you may not have been aware that, you know, chickens live confined in these tiny cages with no access to fresh air or grass. Or you may not have been aware that, you know, animal breeders, you know, breed animals in order to make money and then sell them to you to use for your event. So we often are informing people about situations, and they will say, oh my gosh, like you said, I, you know, never understood that there was so much cruelty inherent in this situation. And so I want to do what's right, and we will see change happen. And then sometimes you have, you know, people that are all about that buck that they're making. And that's exactly what's happening with the groundhog, right? It's like they're just exploiting an animal in order to profit. And so there's no reason for that to happen here, though, because this is an event that's for the people that I'm sure cost the White House money. And so they can make a cruelty-free decision. They can be compassionate in their choices.
You know, Courtney, something about this article when it was released and the reason it got picked up by the mainstream media that I thought was interesting, and not to say that any unethical treatment of animals or anything of that or your cause or what PETA does is comedy, but I think the idea of using a potato for whatever reason in an Easter egg hunt came off to people as ridiculous. I mean, we have a listener this morning who I just got a message from, says, sorry, but this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. I guess I'm pro-Easter egg. Now, I don't think they're pro-Easter egg. I don't think they're pro-animals being treated badly. I don't think that they're anti-PETA in what you guys do all year round. I think the idea of using a potato just came off very ridiculous to people.
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody would think that it's ridiculous. I mean, saying, hey, I don't know why, but it's ridiculous doesn't seem like a valid reason to me. Potatoes are kinder. They're a cheaper alternative. They would support America's potato farmers who need our support. You know, they are American's favorite vegetable. People love potatoes. They can be dyed just like Easter eggs can. You can paint them. You can put designs on them. You can roll them. You can play games with them. There's nothing ridiculous about a potato. The thing that's ridiculous is using eggs from, you know, chickens whenever we know about the cruelty that's inherent in that industry. Why are we going to continue using eggs when we know that hens are made to suffer in these tiny cages, that they never get to spread a wing, that they never get to meet their babies? That's what's ridiculous.
Well, I guess when I say ridiculous, I guess the reason is because potatoes are not round in most cases. And for an Easter egg roll, why not an orange or an apple? That might have seemed more, even for people who didn't like the idea, they might have said, oh, well, you can roll that down a hill a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, if Joe Biden is listening to this radio interview right now and wants to commit to using oranges or apples instead of potatoes, then by all means, we will celebrate that. But with potatoes, you know, we can still have that fun dyeing element there where people can color them and put fun designs on them. And that's something that you can do in your household, too. So this event is, you know, an Easter egg roll where they're rolling down the hill. Yes, a potato will roll down a hill. Will it roll in as straight of a line? I'm not so sure. But whenever people are thinking about what they want to color with their children at home, why not use potatoes? Chances are you already have potatoes in your pantry. They cost you much less money than they would cost you to buy eggs anyway. And you can still have all of those fun traditions, coloring them, hiding them, hunting them. And so I think potatoes are an excellent alternative.
Now, just in our final 10 minutes here, we are getting another message here from one of our listeners. Chickens lay eggs that aren't going to turn into chicks. You know, I guess so she's taking issue with the idea that you are saying that they won't get to meet their babies.
Yeah, you know, that's part of the issue, right, is that the eggs that are fertilized that won't get to turn into babies, they don't get to meet their babies, also in the egg-laying industry, whenever there's a male chick that's born into that industry, they are literally ground up alive because they're completely useless to the egg-laying industry. Also, eggs or chickens are not meant to be producing as many eggs as they do, and so in order for them to produce as many eggs as the industry demands of them, I mean, it really weakens them so much. I mean, chickens often will actually whenever they lay an egg that is not useful to them, they'll actually, you know, consume that because they need the protein and the nutrients that come from it. They taking it away from them, you know, makes it so that they produce another egg more quickly. And it's just this horrible cycle of abuse, and it's so hard on their bodies.
Now, we have about 10 minutes left, and I really am glad that we are having this conversation, because when this story came out, when we did it the first time on the air, the feedback was very interesting, and that's why I did want to have you on, because I think we should talk about these things. But a lot of things high profile that PETA has done over the years, certainly with fur, and of recent years with the groundhog, I think people, again, did find use in that, did understand those things, because they said, well, you know, we shouldn't strip animals of their fur. That's not good. I mean, we're doing that for a very superficial reason. And with the groundhog again, which has come in more recent years, that yes, groundhogs really can't predict the weather. And these are usually events put on by groups that want to attract events and want to make money. I don't know that the White House Easter egg roll, just that one event in particular, which is what we're talking about, makes any money. I don't know that it would stop the production of eggs for people who sell them in the grocery stores and eat them in the restaurants every day. And I'm not even sure that, again, that people at the Easter egg roll eat those eggs. So it just doesn't seem like the event to attack if you really want to stop, if you want to get people more into maybe the vegan way of life, not eating eggs, or if you want to stop the production of eggs to some degree. I don't know if you'd be able to stop it all the way, that the Easter egg roll at the White House would not be the place to start with that.
Yeah, again, I politely disagree with you. I think that the White House Easter egg roll is an excellent place to start, because they are in this position that will heavily influence Americans' decisions, right? And so when people see that the White House has decided to use potatoes or some other cruelty-free option like oranges or apples or whatever it is that they choose to use, and that's going to spike a conversation in people. And people will say, oh, you know, maybe I should also consider not using eggs. I didn't realize the cruelty that's inherent in it. It takes 34 hours for a chicken to lay an egg. So if there's 30,000 eggs used at this event, that's over 1 million hours of, you know, exploitation of these birds that are having to lay these eggs that you're saying nobody's even going to eat. I mean, what a waste is that? That is so cruel. And so I think that this is an excellent place to start. It will spur conversation in people. And if anybody is interested in learning more about the egg industry, they can go to PETA.org. If anyone's interested in learning about going vegan and how that can impact, you know, animals and the planet and their health, they can go to PETA.org. We have so many great resources there for people to help them understand these issues further.
And I hope really people do check it out, because I think it is important. Knowledge is power. I guess in our final 7 minutes here, and again, I really am glad we're having this conversation and not in an adversarial way, because there are a lot of people who are listening this morning who I'm getting messages from. And here's actually a question from one of our listeners, Matt. Do they have an issue with all farming or just factory farming?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in any industry, we do have an issue with it, is what I mean, absolutely. Any industry that uses animals, you know, for their flesh is one that we absolutely don't support. And so, you know, animals that are used for their flesh, whether that's in a factory farm setting or in a smaller one, you know, they're slaughtered. You know, they're shocked, or they have their throat slit, or whatever method it is. They live their entire lives, you know, in fear whenever they hear their companions being slaughtered. They know that they're next. You know, they're just like us. They think and they feel and they have emotions, and they get scared as well. And there's no reason why we should ever be using animals for their flesh whenever people can get everything that they need from a healthy vegan diet. And so, you know, if anybody's interested in learning more about that, we have so many resources on our website. But, you know, we absolutely encourage every single person to go vegan and not to eat animals or animal products, not to wear them and not to use them in any way.
You know, Courtney, in our final 5 minutes, this just occurred to me, is maybe this is one of the problems people have with this particular story, is that obviously if you go into the dairy aisle of any grocery store, and I think we all go into grocery stores, it's not just eggs there. There are 10 million different types of cheeses that you can buy now in stores and things of that nature. And I guess when people feel their traditions are being attacked, again, not that how you feel about dairy and becoming vegan and so on and so forth should be discounted. Nobody's saying that at all. It's just that these events that will happen on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday because of Easter at most happen 3 days a year. And really, I bet if you went to these events, the people putting them on and the kids who participate really have no attachment at all to the egg or anything of that nature. And I think it's the going after the tradition that happens once a year as opposed to what's going on in the grocery stores every day, because that doesn't seem to make the press, even though I'm sure you guys do rally against that as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. PETA definitely goes, you know, wants everybody to go vegan. And so we, you know, are regularly going to grocery stores or writing letters. We're talking to the public and doing outreach. We do everything that we can to encourage people to make that compassionate choice and to go vegan, you know, whether that means eating meat, cheese, or eggs, or whatever it might be, and using them in events like this one, using 30,000 eggs for the purpose of a party is, you know, outrageous, and I think that's quite ridiculous, actually. And so that's why we're saying, hey, you know, Biden, Jill Biden, please use potatoes instead, because this is going to help encourage other people that see the event to make a compassionate choice in their own home, whether that's for their Easter event or whether that's going to be whenever they decide what to eat the morning after and whether they want to put meat and eggs on their plate. And so, you know, this is just one of many things that PETA is doing to help encourage people to go vegan. This is one of many things that PETA is doing to help put this in the conversation so that people understand the cruelty inherent in the egg industry and the meat industry and the dairy industry and whatever industry that it might be. So, you know, this is one of those many events, but I do trust me, you know, we would love to have individual conversations with anybody that's interested. We're regularly out there having those conversations. We're writing letters to stores, to legislators, to whoever it might be that can make an impactful decision that will affect animals in a positive way.
With 2 minutes left to go, and I only want to come back to this point, and I don't want to sound facetious at all, because I do appreciate when PETA comes on, and we've had many conversations over the years about the groundhog and other things. But what I am getting back from people is that the idea of the potato might have been a step too far. I don't think anybody had a problem with you protesting or writing a letter about the Easter egg hunt, because that's happened before. I think it was the introduction of the potato that made this seem to people, not to me, but to people, ridiculous, because I really don't think a potato would roll. I mean, I think you could get it to roll, but it's not oval. It's not round. I mean, you could roll an orange down a hill. I don't know if you could roll a potato down a hill.
I think that we should go out there and we should have a potato rolling test. You know, we can take a potato, an orange, an apple, and we can roll them down a hill and we can see which one rolls best. And if people have an idea on something that would be better than a potato that's still cruelty-free that they think that the White House should use instead, then they should write a letter to, you know, Dr. Jill Biden and let her know that, hey, we tested PETA's theory out and we think that an orange would be better for this and here's why. You know, we fully support that. So, you know, anything that's cruelty-free, whether it's a potato, an apple, an orange, whatever it might be. But again, I do think that a potato would roll just fine. I have a hill in my backyard, so I'll go test it as soon as I'm off of here. But one thing that I think that the potato offers that an orange doesn't is it's easily, you know, dyed, and it still allows for people to color To hunt the potatoes, and then also it helps support.
You're listening to the Talking Place.
We really do need our support.
Just listen.
And again, star I'm so glad that we had this conversation. And again, not to be facetious, but you haven't at this point tried to roll a potato down a hill. I mean, I don't want that to sound ridiculous at all. I'm really just asking.
Well, no, I as an individual have not rolled a potato down a hill, but I am certain that somebody at PETA has.
I mean, in our final minute here, can you understand? I mean, I understand everything you've said, and I understand the passion, and I understand what PETA's trying to do. But do you understand how a lot of people, because they have, I mean, just the three that we've heard from this morning, maybe see this ridiculous just because of the injection or interjection of the potato? That might have been one step too far.
So I actually don't see that at all. Like I think that people are just being antagonistic. But again, I just want to hammer it home again. The thing that's ridiculous is not the idea of using a potato. The thing that's ridiculous is that more than 300 million hens are used by the U.S. egg industry every single year. They have their beaks mutilated shortly after birth. They live their entire lives pressed against one another in tiny overcrowded cages and industrial warehouses that reek of feces and ammonia, and then they have their eggs taken away from them as soon as they're laid. That is a horrifying image for me, and that's why we are encouraging Dr. Biden and anybody else, anyone else in America and worldwide that still uses chicken eggs for Easter activities to use cruelty-free alternatives instead, whether that's potatoes, an orange, an apple, or even a ceramic or plastic egg, whatever it might be, you know, let's just make the compassionate choice so the animals don't have to suffer.
Courtney, I really can't thank you enough for coming on, and I honestly am so glad we were able to have a 45-minute conversation that was not adversarial, that took the worries and complaints about people who like this tradition and discussed them with somebody who's obviously very steadfast and earnest in her opinions and a lot of people's opinions, as I know PETA is, about what they believe. And I think these conversations are what's going to help, because I don't think yelling and screaming at each other and not addressing what the other side's concern is. So I think what we did this morning was very helpful.
I do too. Thank you so much for having me on. And again, for anybody listening that's interested in, you know, going vegan or learning a little bit more about it, please just visit our website. That's PETA.org.
Courtney, have a happy Easter.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Courtney Penley, the assistant manager of PETA. There you go. Draw your own conclusions. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Jefferson's in 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so